do you feel physically afterwards? Are you physically exhausted, or are you kind of... How are you feeling?
I think if I said I was physically exhausted after doing five jumps, people would be... people would probably laugh, to be honest.
Yes, fair play.
Yeah, you're not exhausted as such. Your body aches a lot, because it's never easy sort of jumping far. But apart from that, no, I've pulled up pretty good, actually. I'm really, really pleased with that. That was sort of the one thing I noticed when I woke up this morning, is that I don't hurt as much as I normally do, which is what bodes well, anyway.
And what do you do that night? Do you go and get drunk, knowing that you're off for a little bit? Do you go and have an ice-cold bath? What's the kind of the thing afterwards?
Well, we had quite a lot of media after... after the competition. Before that as well, you have to go through the anti-doping stuff. So basically that's you wee into a bottle and then somebody sends it off to the lab.
Is that immediately after the event?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because takes a bit of the shine off, doesn't it?
It's the same at every competition you go to. If you ever win a medal, it's for every single medalist and other random people they pick. You have to go and do that. So, yeah, that's something you very much get used to. And then after that, we did a load of media, and then I came back, so there was definitely no getting drunk or anything. I've got another major championships coming up in a couple of weeks, so
You can't have one day off? One day?
I might have one, but it won't be enjoying myself as much as people might think.
When they do the doping thing, even though you know that you are completely clean and healthy and living a wonderful, is there not a part of you that thinks, oh my God, what if that pasty I had? Do you get nervous about that, or do you just accept it and take it as it comes?
No, again, I say it's something that you really do get used to. Guys come to my house quite often, and as they do with all athletes, just to check, which is a great part of the sport in the UK, is that we do test everybody and we make sure that everybody is clean. So from that point of view, no, I'm very confident with everything I sort of consume and everything else that it's all fine. So you just sort of have to wait around. That's the worst thing. After you compete, you're always quite dehydrated, so you have to then sort of rehydrate and wait for that obviously to go through your system. So it sometimes can take a long time.
The Commonwealth Games, listen, I don't quite understand the Commonwealth Games, Greg, because you've not got the Americans, you've not got the Russians, you've not got the Chinese, but yet the people are getting very emotional about this. Why is it so special for you?
For me, obviously, we're basically on home turf. I know we are up in Scotland and I'm competing for England, but this is basically home turf. Normally we compete for Great Britain. So that means that the fans who come up here and get behind you, they're amazing. They absolutely love everything that's going on, and they go absolutely crazy when they're in the stadium. So from that point of view, it turns it into almost a mini Olympics. And I think for any athlete who gets an opportunity to compete in a major championships, it's just a great opportunity to win medals. And fortunately for me, that it happened, and I managed to walk away winning it and adding another title.
There's been some controversy with people, with Usain Bolt possibly saying that he thought the Commonwealth Games weren't very good. I won't use the language, but him denying that. Does that kind of put a taint on the whole affair?
Not for me at all. As I say, I still consider it as very important. I think as well, if you speak to any medalist, any person who's been in the stadium or any other event, or any of the youngsters who have been inspired to then get involved with sport because they've been watching it on TV, I think that shows that it is still a very important event, and we like to follow it in the UK, which is great.
One of the things I find hilarious about your career, Greg, don't worry, this is a good thing, is that that after you won the gold at the Olympics in 2012, there were some people saying you'd been a bit fluky. How can anyone think winning a gold in the Olympics is fluky?
I've been having to deal with that ever since.
I don't understand where that comes from.
I know, it's a really odd one. Obviously, I've been a professional for quite a long time now, I think since I was about 18. So it'd been many years of competing and training and getting ready. I'd won a couple of medals before that. But ultimately, I think if in the media nobody really talks about your sort of, builds up your hopes, then nobody really thinks of you as a potential medal contender. Then when you win, it's a massive shock. I think I was probably the only one who wasn't as shocked as everybody else.
Yeah.
But since then, I've been sort of desperately trying to get my body back into the right condition in order to win medals.
Well, you had a bit of a shocking year last year, didn't you, with health things going
Absolutely.
Wrong. Are you all recovered? Well, obviously you are recovered from it if you're winning gold again.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, last year I ruptured one of my hamstrings, which is pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, that has ended some people's careers at times. So I'll be honest, when I did the injury in Paris last year, I thought possibly that was my career over.
Wow.
But we've worked incredibly hard over the winter to make sure that I was strong enough to take the load of jumping again. And so far, so good. This year for me has been a really good one. So touch wood, hopefully it continues. And hopefully long may my career continue. I can win a few more titles and then people won't keep calling it fluky.
Yeah, well, how many more golds do you think you need to win before you can shake that off?
I have no idea, to be totally honest.
Isn't it?
I think the problem is, obviously, everybody has their opinions, and sometimes those opinions aren't particularly favourable towards me, so I just have to just keep going out there and doing what I do, and hopefully I'll keep winning.
And you're expecting a baby soon, aren't you?
I am indeed.
When's it due?
Mid-October.
Oh, man alive. Do you know what you're having yet?
Yes, we are. We do know. We haven't told people.
Okay.
You're
keeping it a secret.
Yeah, we are.
Are you able to focus? I've got two little boys, 4 and 2. Good luck with that. it's the hardest thing in the world. Are you able to focus on your training and your work? Or maybe even some ways, perhaps it's a relief to get out of the house?
No, to be honest, with regards to... to the child coming along, it's been a huge help with regards to training and everything else, because now I've got another reason to work hard and try and do well, and I can't wait for the baby to be here, to be honest.
Man, it's the best thing in the world. It's also the hardest thing in the world.
I bet, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Greg, listen, congratulations, well done.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Greg, there we go. Milton Keynes long jumper, Greg Rutherford.